kicking off in the noon hour with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Paul Perret, and the overture to a comedic operetta from the mid-19th century by Franz von Suppé, that great master of light operetta, the overture to Morning, Noon, and Night in Vienna, which was a silly little production back in the mid-19th century, but today also represents the three times a day we bring you classical music. I'm Jeff Watson, responsible for the noon portion, of course, and in this noon hour, we'll listen to the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra and the Petite Symphony of Charles Gounod, along with some passionate music for cello by Robert Schumann, all just ahead. We'll spend a little time next with the Rome Symphony Orchestra and conductor Francesco Lavecchia, for music by a great Italian operatic composer of the mid-19th century, Alfredo Catalani. What he wrote here was from 1878, and it's a bit of an experiment for the orchestra music, intended to be introspective, a bit solemn, and maybe the word is contemplative. It's known as contemplazione for orchestra. We'll enjoy it next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1878, Contemplazione for Orchestra by Alfredo Catalani. We heard the Rome Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Francesco Lavecchia, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 1227. The St. Paul Chamber Orchestra joining us in about 10 minutes for the Petite Symphony of Charles Gounod. That's just ahead on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Here at the KU campus, cloudy skies and 77 degrees. We'll have a high of 80 for this afternoon, along with isolated showers. It should be clear by tonight with a low of 59, and it looks to be partly sunny with a high of 76 for tomorrow. We're joined next by cellist Heinrich Schiff, joined on piano by Gerard Opitz, for the Adagio and Allegro, Opus 70 by Robert Schumann, next on KPR. Adagio and Allegro, for cello and piano, music composed by Robert Schumann, played today by cellist Heinrich Schiff, along with pianist Gerard Opitz on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:37, and there'll be news from NPR at the top of the hour. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. And then later on tonight, it continues once again. Classics Live is this evening at 7, with some interesting arrangements on a chamber music night from the Sunflower Music Festival. Join us for a Bach cello classic, music for oboe, and a Prokofiev piano sonata for wind quintet, plus the beloved piano quintet by César Franck. That'll be Classics Live this evening at 7 p.m., and then from 8 to 9, classical music with your host, Destiny. That's tonight on Kansas Public Radio. Temperatures should be near 80 degrees this afternoon. It's 77 here on the KU campus. 20% chance of isolated showers. Mostly clear by this evening with a low of 59. Tomorrow's high in the mid-70s. What we have for you next is music by French composer Charles Gounod, and something that he wrote around 1885 at the request of a Parisian wind ensemble. This is known as his Petite Symphony in B flat major for wind ensemble, Christopher Hogwood, and the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. They're next on Kansas Public Radio. Created in 1885 at the request of a Parisian musical wind society, music by Charles Gounod and his Petite Symphony for winds, played by members of the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, led by Christopher Hogwood, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's just about 1 o'clock and about time for NPR News, an update of headlines followed by the next hour of music, where we will enjoy one of the violin sonatas of Grieg, plus the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, with a festival prelude by Richard Strauss. Those and other delights of classical music on the way here on a Thursday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. Become a KPR sponsor, and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. 77 here on the KU campus, cloudy skies, 20% chance of showers. For tonight, clear with a low of 59. You're listening to KPR.
Thursday night at 8 on KPR2.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CR in Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. And we're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
3%. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. In their recent recording of organist Thomas Barra at the Reuter Organ, with music by one Herbert Brewer called March Heroic or Heroic March, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be back with you. For more classical music, the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra will be along later with a festival prelude, music by Richard Strauss for piano and orchestra, and we're also going to have a chance to hear one of the violin sonatas by Edvard Grieg, his third, coming up in just a few short minutes. We're glad you could join us for classical music here on a Thursday afternoon. We here at KPR do everything that we can to make you feel right at home. And we're going to have a lot of help with that with our next piece from Johann Strauss Jr. They call this one the At Home With Us Waltz. Carlos Kleiber and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra are next on Kansas Public Radio. That applause for the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Carlos Kleiber in the waltz At Home With Us from Johann Strauss Jr. on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 1:20, and in the second half of the hour, we await the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra and a festival prelude from Richard Strauss. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting two nights of musical storytelling with Gilbert and Sullivan's comedic opera about the legal system, Trial by Jury, Thursday, August 15th and Saturday, August 17th at Theater Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org. And Eagle's Rest, a locally owned custom furniture store in downtown Lawrence, featuring Stressless brand chairs and other sustainably made and crafted furniture. Information online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. We'll settle back and enjoy next chamber music written by Edvard Grieg, who wrote three violin sonatas in total. All of them were based on Norwegian folk song. The first two violin sonatas he wrote relatively quickly in a matter of weeks, but the third violin sonata from 1886, this one he took his time on, working on it for several months, and it was said to be a personal favorite of everything that Grieg wrote. We'll enjoy the third violin sonata next, played by Dmitry Sitkovetsky, our violinist, and pianist Bela Davidovich, on Kansas Public Radio. That one, composed in the late 19th century and said to be a personal favorite of its composer, Edvard Grieg, and his third sonata for violin and piano, played this afternoon by Dmitry Sitkovetsky, along with pianist Bela Davidovich, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:45 and 15 minutes away from NPR News at the top of the hour, and classical music continues until 3 p.m. And then it gets underway once again tonight at 7 with Classics Live. On the program tonight, some interesting arrangements on a chamber music night from the Sunflower Music Festival, where there'll be music by Bach and Prokofiev, and the beloved piano quintet of César Franck. We'll hear that and more during Classics Live at 7. Then from 8 to 9, Destiny is your host with more classical music. Tango Thursday is tonight. We'll do some real soul-searching with a tango and music from Scott Joplin's Searchlight Rag and the great Jacqueline Dupre in Elgar's Cello Concerto. Classics with Destiny, that's tonight from 8 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. And we move on to a recording of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra for something very special written by Richard Strauss in 1913. They call this one the Festival Prelude, the festival in question being the inauguration in 1913 of the new organ in the Great Hall of Vienna's Concert House, the largest of its kind in Austria at the time. Jesus Lopez Cobos and the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, along with Michael Chertok, next on KPR. Composed in 1913, the Festival Prelude by Richard Strauss, as played by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, led by Jesus Lopez Cobos, with the organ played by Michael Chertok on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 2 p.m. After the news from NPR, coming up, we have the Rotterdam Philharmonic and the tale of the Tsar Sultan Suite of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov.
It is.
All things considered from NPR News, headed your way today from 3 to 7 at the place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
And the S&P is also up more than 2%. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Overture to the Opera Ruslan and Ludmila from Mikhail Glinka. That was a live recording made back in 2016 on the 7th of May, and a performance by the Lawrence Community Orchestra led by Rachel Dirks, an organization that just so happens to be in KPR's Community Spotlight for the month of August. You can find out more about this ensemble, its history, and its performance schedule at lawrenceorchestra.org. And thanks for joining me. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues until 3 this afternoon. We'll return to the world of Russian opera a bit later this hour when the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra gives us the suite from the Tale of the Tsar Sultan by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. We'll also hear a bit of music for harp by Grand Janet. That and more still to come. The English Northern Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor David Lloyd-Jones have something for us next. From English composer Haydn Wood, here's a wonderful fantasy concerto on Kansas Public Radio. The Fantasy Concerto from English composer Haydn Wood, played by the English Northern Philharmonium, conducted by David Lloyd-Jones, today on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:26. We're about 10 minutes away from a recording of the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra and the suite from the opera The Tale of the Tsar Sultan by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Beautiful Music Violin Shop, offering student rentals of all violin family instruments for next semester and rehair and restoration of student fine bows. More at beautifulmusicviolinshop.com. And the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, live in concert and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. Before we get to the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra, a solo performance, music by Marcel Grandjeanet, a great French harpist, and a rhapsody he composed, played by harpist Judy Lohmann, next on KPR. Rhapsody for Harp by Marcel Grandjeanet, played by Judy Lohman, today on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:35, and at 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. At 7, it'll be time for Classics Live, and tonight some interesting arrangements on a chamber music night from the Sunflower Music Festival, where we'll hear music by Bach and Prokofiev, along with the beloved piano quintet by Cesar Franck. That'll be during Classics Live at 7, and then from 8 to 9, Destiny has an hour of classical music for you, where, among other things, the great Jacqueline Dupré as soloist in Elgar's Cello Concerto. That'll be in store for us during this evening's classical music, Classics Live at 7, and Music with Destiny at 8. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra. Founded in 1972, this ensemble provides local musicians the opportunity to perform in a wide array of concert settings, directed by Dr. Rachel Dirks. Details are at lawrenceorchestra.org. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists, open Fridays 1 to 5 and by appointment. Details at cidergallery.com. And now we arrive at a recording of the Rotterdam Philharmonic, conducted by David Zinman, for music in the form of a suite from the opera The Tale of the Tsar Sultan, composed by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov in 1900. The actual title of this opera goes by The Tale of the Tsar Sultan and of his son, the renowned and mighty Bogatyr Sultanovich, and of the beautiful Princess Swan. Did you get all that? In essence, this is a story about an estranged prince returning to the court of the Tsar to claim his birthright, with a magical swan involved. One of the most famous bits of music from this suite is one that you'll probably recognize, The Flight of the Bumblebee. David Zinman and the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra will take it from here, next on Kansas Public Radio. Concluding this afternoon with the Rotterdam Philharmonic and conductor David Zinman in the suite The Tale of the Tsar Sultan by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's just about 3 o'clock, and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, Classics Live is at 7 p.m., then an hour of the classics with Destiny from 8 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson, and as always, thanks for joining me for classical music in the afternoon. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow on KPR.
Join me Thursday night at 8 on KPR2.
Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.